Speak louder! Where are you? Oh, crap! Oh, man! Eddie! Let me get you out of there! Hang on!
Shit, man!
Goddamn, Eddie! Don't move!
Yeah, this hurts, man!
Yeah, when your broken bone sticks out like that, it's usually not pleasant.
Get the rest of this shit off me, then I'll be okay. Check on the others, man.
Do you remember us crashing?
Yeah.
Not me. There was a flash, and I blacked out. Let me get this panel off your back.
Shit, man, that hurt my leg again.
Sorry, man. I hope we've got some medics left.
Yeah, Captain, there's someone in the pile of scraps there.
Where, around here?
Yeah, I saw it move.
Okay. Fuck. It's Buster!
Yeah, he looks like he's out cold!
Buster! Buster!
What the fuck? Ow! My head!
You got knocked out by the rubble while we crashed!
Fuck! Crashed? We crashed?
Yeah! I lost bits and pieces too! You okay?
Aside from the splitting headache, I think so! Dwayne, I don't know if it's my headache, but that wall is knocking! Oh, wait, that's not a wall. It's a piece of the ceiling plating that fell.
Hang on. Let me get it out of the way. Damn. Buster, help me pull this thing.
Sure. I'm coming. Okay, I'll take this side.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Allah save me! I am victory! Win Allah!
Rajiv, you're okay! Hey, while I look for the others, are you okay to perform scans?
Yes, Captain, but the shit computer is bust-fucked!
Well, I was thinking you could piece something together and get it working.
It is sure most. I can maybe get half computer and scan.
Exactly. Get to it.
Dwayne!
And Rajiv, damage report, location, everything, and try to notify the CSMF. Rescue's probably going to drop in on the planet within the next few minutes.
Dwayne!
What, Buster?
Sven's station. It's completely crushed.
You mean the pile of circuitry right there?
No, that's the view screen that got thrown to where Sven's station was.
Man.
Look right. Further. Yeah, right there.
Oh, man. What the? Sven's station is in the back of the bridge. It got thrown all the way there.
Quick, man. He's probably squeezed in that debris.
Shit. You're right. I gotta help him. Sven!
Yo, Sven, wake up!
Sven, we're on ground now. Rescue is coming. Wake up!
Dwayne!
Sven!
Yeah, Captain!
Sven, wake up!
Dwayne!
Hold it, dammit! Sven!
Yeah, Captain, dude!
What?
Don't you see?
Fuck!
Dwayne, check his pulse.
Damn. Nothing.
He's dead?
Yes. I'm afraid we lost Sven.
Man, this sucks. The poor guy was so delusional, he probably had no idea what was going on.
God damn it. Now we have to make a coffin that looks like a battleship game board.
Dwayne, let it go for now. We've got survivors to look for. We'll have to mourn later. We also need to get medics to fix up Eddie. His leg is open up pretty bad.
Man, I can't wait to see the crash video. How hard did we go down?
Hard, Dwayne. Really hard. I don't remember the crash, but I know our engines got torn off. We just went down with all our weight.
What the hell was that?
Wow, comm still works a bit. It's Medical Bay trying to page us.
Open channel. Medical Bay, are we in order to take in a few injured and fix them up?
Captain, it's pretty critical down here. We have a lot of survivors to take care of, but a lot of them are injured. We even recovered Haley.
Send someone over to get Eddie. He's really injured.
Our access to the bridge is blocked. We have some debris to get out of the way. As soon as we do that, we'll be right up.
Okay, in the meantime, we're gonna look for more survivors. And by the way, hurry up.
And now, a BDO Radio production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 11.
While the occupants of the bridge, Buster, Dwayne, Eddie, and Rajid tried to cope with the grim situation, the NSS 421's medical bay officers, mostly spared from the massive explosions and breaches in the ship, went to work looking for and helping survivors. Before the doctors even got the communication links to the bridge working, they had recovered some injured survivors. Three security officials lay in the medical quarters, while Haley, who was surprisingly lucky during the crash, was being freed from stacks of debris by some of the surviving security staff. Most of the officers on the ship have forgotten this horrendous crash. The ship's computer functions, even the basic ones, are not functioning properly. The engines and the life support systems, gone. Dwayne Duval did not even have the time to mourn the loss of a crew member. After finding Sven's body in the rubble, there were so many tasks at hand to recover from the disaster that he was quickly distracted. Several times. Eddie was sent to the medical bay while Sven's body was picked up by the security officers to be preserved in the ship's morgue for a later ceremony. The captain, along with Buster and Rajid, began assessing the damage. Immediately, the crew faced an inexplicable situation.
What do you mean we're not on Haley 1? We have to be!
We're not! Look, Dwayne, we're just not! The atmosphere on that planet wasn't breathable! We required spacesuits, this one doesn't! We can just walk about and breathe!
Captain, I know this sounds dumb as fuck, but we no crash on Haley 1!
Then where the hell are we? Where else could we have gone?
We're trying to sort the data out, man. We're really lost on what happened.
Shit! Star! Where is Star?
What?
There's no star!
No star? What, you mean there's no stars?
Look, screen!
No stars? Dwayne, look on visual on my console. The sky hasn't a star in it.
Wait, is that your long-range scan?
Yes, Captain! Range long scan there!
Where's the rest of the systems? What? What is this?
I see it. It doesn't make any sense, but this is what I'm seeing.
We're not even in the Falkor system. We're not even in the Silvershine zone. It's like this system was the only one in the whole universe. What the hell is going on?
Captain, maybe Dick Sampler's sensors are fucked.
What?
He's saying our scanners might be busted.
Normally I'd agree, but I don't think so. Diagnostics say the sensors are actually in pretty good shape.
Then maybe the diagnostic sensors are busted too.
See, again, the diagnostics sensors say the diagnostic sensors are fine.
Is there another diagnostic?
Yes, the diagnostics sensor says that the diagnostics sensors are fine.
And what about another?
Buster, stop, you get the idea by now. And this system, the readings look accurate. If the sensors were drunk, we'd see charts that look like they were drawn by a drunk.
You've got an excellent point.
Then Captain, what happened? We die?
You mean this would be the afterlife?
What?
Yes! I stand here to meet Allah! Victory I have!
Wait, Rajid, don't get too excited. Remember, Sven died.
Oh, fuck, the shit is true. But Captain, why are we here then?
Yeah, Dwayne, what now?
Well, I guess we'll have to get out there and look for help. I was thinking, if the shuttle Haley parked in the cargo deck is still good to fly, we could explore the space around us, but then we're gonna need fuel because his tank is bone dry.
Bummer. Well, at least the atmosphere is breathable. It's gonna be easy to walk out there.
We have to find out what this place is while we're at it.
I still have hope. I may be in the home of Allah.
Rajid, did you see visuals on your console?
No, Captain.
Take a look. If we're in an afterlife, this looks like hell. I'm pretty sure we're not dead, Rajid.
Captain, this place looks like shit.
Exactly. And I think I saw a rundown city in the horizon. We'll have to walk there and see if there's anyone. To the least, find some fuel.
I hope the inhabitants are nice.
Don't expect it. They're most likely awful.
Yeah, well, it's been this way almost all the time so far, so I can't argue.
Meanwhile, back in the Silvershine zone, the mess was growing worse. The shockwave-like time rifts were causing damage and casualties, taking down giant starships and cargo craft. Hundreds of vessels had been damaged. The crews, suffering from random DNA modifications, and specialists were scratching their heads. Pimpatronic, whose best interest was for the Silvershine Zone to remain healthy for business to pursue as usual, began funding quantum physics specialists to understand the phenomenon they were experiencing and find a way to control it, or ultimately, stop it on the whole. The construction fleets of Haley were grounded on a planet of the Bakitan Utra system, as per Dwayne DeVal's last instructions, before crashing in a location we still do not have an explanation for. The building had completely stopped, and the Sierrian officials were getting extremely worried. Where was the NSS 421? And their beloved Haley? Who was going to finish off this nauseatingly complex construction project, which fully relied on the lost crew? Who was going to find and purchase the raw cocaine needed to start production? In 3 days, no one had seen nor heard of the famous drug ring flagship. The Zone's news had a whole lot to say about the events that were unfolding.
Welcome to this breaking News 88 report. On your host, Cornwall Treewhittle. The Silvershine Zone has been in shock for several days now, and even the best scientists' attempts at finding a way to control the situation have fallen in vain. Approximately 4 days ago, interplanetary sensors of the Galactic Watch Central began reporting strange activity in the infamous giant red light district. Rifts in time and space, resembling shockwaves, have begun appearing at random right around the center of the zone in the vicinity of the Falkor, or Haley system. In only a few hours, the situation grew worse, and several travelers passing in the area lost their lives due to mechanical malfunction on their vessel or erratic genetic modifications resulting from the dangerously random effects of the mysterious rifts. For about 1.5 days, scientists, hired by Pimpatronic, who wish to end the problem as fast as possible given their revenues are on a sharp decline due to the commotion caused by the anomalies, have been analyzing as much scanner information as possible to quickly determine the cause of these problematic shockwaves, but nothing has amounted to a solution yet. To explain the situation in clear detail, we have invited one of these scientists to report his findings here on News 88. Windy Beard Grassenbergensen, a specialist in quantum physics and experienced chief scientist at the Galactic Watch headquarters, joins us today. Windy?
Yeah, and hello, Mr. Treewhittle.
Hello, and welcome to News 88. Now tell us, the viewers especially, what are we dealing with?
We're dealing with the erratic formation of rifts in the time-space continuum that sweep large areas of space moving pretty much like a shockwave.
So you're saying that these anomalies have to do with time and space?
Yes.
Well, hang on then.
What are you doing?
I'm reaching for the painkillers.
Why?
You're going to be talking about time and space. That crap makes me want to smash my head open against the wall.
Ah, right. So, like I was saying, can you hand me those?
Oh, here you go.
So like I was saying, Mr. Treewhittle, viewers, everyone, this cannot be explained without a moderate but detailed overview of the Silvershine Zone.
Mr. Grassenbergerson, you don't have to worry about taking up time. This is a breaking news broadcast. We can take up as much as we need.
Fine then, I'll start from the top. When we look at the Silvershine Zone, we are looking at a natural red light district, or also maybe a ghetto. To understand this, think of a large city, the way it develops. At the beginning, cities have few people in them, and most often there is no ghetto or red light district. All areas are equal, and additional space is available. Over time, the inhabitants build more structures, subsequently attracting more citizens, who then spread the word and the city grows. After growth passes an important threshold, most possible types of neighborhoods are formed, and any type of citizen is completely fulfilled. Then some inhabitants notice that some of the structures may be in excess, and they abandon these structures, moving off to somewhere else nearby. This forms holes or gaps in the city's population pattern, and it is quickly filled. These areas most often become magnets for evil, crime, drugs, and all other elements that form a red light district. In 90% of the cases, we see this factor clearly take place. It's as if it was a natural event. It will happen almost every single time a major city is built. We call this the red light district effect. See, a legend exists in the Silvershine Zone where some believe that the area happens to be in what we know as a vortex of degradation. Because of these shockwaves, we have been able to gather enough data to determine that there is indeed a force at work in that area and that it is very well affecting people's lives, maybe even controlling them. The believers of the legend have been right the entire time. The vortex of degradation is something that we've seen before, forming in distant galaxies we were examining. We believe that this phenomenon takes place to establish a balance, but never had the chance to research it in depth like today.
A balance? Please explain.
See, Mr. Treewiddle, each galaxy is somewhat naturally built to one day accommodate many civilizations, and this vortex is a natural factor to ensure that depravity, drugs, crime, and other terrible things are kept in one secluded tight space to keep the rest of the galaxy free of what scientists have comically surnamed scumbags. If a person prone to become a scumbag travels through or close to the vortex, this individual would immediately be drawn in by the forces at work and have an inexplicable desire to remain in the vicinity for a very long time. A bit like Vegas. If one settles in there, he doesn't ever leave. This ensures that all the scumbags are regrouped as much as possible in one area for everyone else to avoid and live safe lives. Of course, there is crime, drugs, prostitution, and other ghastly things on many worlds outside this zone, but we're very certain the numbers are being kept lower than they should by this vortex. This same vortex would be causing frighteningly precise natural phenomena that end up forming habitable planets with intoxicant substances growing right on the surface. A druggie or a supplier's heaven, really. With the vortex's bait and effects on scumbags, the area's population skyrocketed in the near past, and it has become what we know today as the Silvershine Zone. A place I believe we'll never see amount to anything but what we've seen in the last centuries.
But Mr. Grassenbergerson, how does this relate to the shockwaves?
Well, we've been crunching the numbers all night last night and all day today, and we're starting to believe that the vortex has become unstable.
Again, but please explain.
See, as the population in the zone increased, this vortex adjusted itself and adapted. This way, it could work its powers on the inhabitants adequately and still attract newcomers. It's constantly increased its output of energy. Now, let's not forget the zone was completely ravaged in good part by those strange space piranhas only weeks ago. This is where we think things went wrong. The vortex, which had adapted for an immense population, now is facing an area containing only 3 habitable solar systems. The energy is too strong and the vortex will need to readapt, but the change occurred too rapidly and we're very sure these anomalies will continue, possibly even get much worse before the vortex adjusts.
But do we know of any solution yet? Something that could stop these?
The only plausible solution we've found is to quickly repopulate the system, but how are we going to draw in so many people in one shot to dampen the anomalies and stabilize the vortex? For this to have any effect, we're talking about an entire system's population moving in the zone. Where are we going to find that?
I understand. You're dealing with a very tricky situation.
Yes, we all are.
Well, Mr. Grassenbergerson, I thank you for clarifying the details for us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to wrap up this breaking report. Stick around as we could be back on the air at any time to reveal new breaking information. I'm Cornwall Treewiddle for News 88. Good night.
Back in the NSS 421's strange, unknown location, in which only one solar system has been found, without any other stars or matter, Dwayne Duval and Buster Waltrick have been walking for 2 hours and are approaching a structure that seems to serve as someone's home.
Buster, do you think someone lives there?
I don't know. Could be. Why else would there be a starship parked outside right next to the place?
Man, this place is strange. For one, we're obviously in the middle of literally nowhere, and secondly, we're on a system that has people on it? This all doesn't make sense.
Dwayne, I don't know shuttles, but this thing looks old, really old.
I don't even recognize the model myself. Never seen those before. And you're right, it looks really worn. That thing's seen at least 100 years.
Why couldn't we have just crashed normally, like everyone else, man?
I know, this sucks.
Come on, Dwayne. We'll go see if there's, like, a doorbell or something.
Yeah, we so have no choice.
On the NSS 421, Eddie had just been cleared from medical bay, able to return to his duties with only minimal discomfort from his injuries. Upon entering the bridge, he ran to Rashid, the only officer at his post.
Yo, Rashid! Rashid!
What, Eddie?
Yo, where's the captain?
He got exploded with Buster.
Damn, I so wanted to tell someone.
Dude, Rashid, I can see colors.
You colored you?
Hey, it's true. Your fucked big bag eyes was only see blue. You see all colored now? You get shoe throwing stop?
Yeah, that's right. It stopped throwing dirty old shoes or whatever you guys believe is nasty.
Then I need help with this shit electronic fuck. It mother sucks complete.
What are you? Oh, shit, you're repairing Gregory. Wow.
Yes, he explodes crap like blue dick.
Yeah, okay, I'll help. Yo, I can fucking see, man. This is great. Oh, and, Rashid!
What?
You know you swear a lot, and it doesn't make much sense.
I don't give a cuck about the pussy mother shitworms. You call me an infidel now?
No, wait, never mind. Don't go there.
Now help me with the retard mother robot.
Sure.
Man, guys, what's going on, man? We're, like, not moving, and everything is busted, man. I can only see...
Yeah, Haley, where have you been?
Man, I went back in my quarters after the medics checked me. I told myself I'd come here to ask you guys what happened and why I only see blue. Man, I needed a rock, like, you know, man? So I went back in my quarters and had a few rocks, man.
Hey, Haley, I can see colors.
Man, now I only see blue, man.
What the hell, man? Did I get your vision?
Wait, what? This isn't fair, man.
Yeah, I think we switched.
Why aren't you a crackhead then, man?
Yeah, I don't know, Haley and Rajid.
What?
Maybe we got hit by another shockwave while we were crashing. My all-blue vision and Haley's normal vision may have been swapped. I see colors, he sees blue. Just like when the captain got turned into a crackhead while Haley was a sober dude.
Hey, that fuck-ass brilliant. We check data now. Repair vomit robot later.
Yeah, right away. Let's do this.
Eddie and Rajid quickly discovered, by running complex analysis on all ship equipment logs, that the NSS 421, during their rapid freefall towards the surface of the planet Haley 1, had run into another shockwave that was forming near the ground. The starship went through the rift and was thrown through space and time into a mysterious, frighteningly empty space where answers would need to be found in order to get out of there. Back in normal time and space, the Sierrian military police fleet had two ships in the Haley system, one guarding the unfinished installations, while another searched for answers to the sequence of unexplained events that forced their construction project to a halt. It had now been 5 days, and still no sign of the drug ring's flagship or its crew. The shockwaves were still hard at work, and the Sierrians kept a close eye on their scanners, avoiding any rifts coming their way. One of the CSMPF security officers on the guard ship noticed something unusual. A small, unidentified shuttle was headed right for them. In the small shuttle, two survivors of the original Falkor system had been traveling for a little over 5 days from a shelter planet that served for survivors of the demolished systems. The two Falkorian survivors had traveled a long way, and all to speak to Captain Dwayne DeVal.
Approaching shuttle, identify yourself.
We are here to see Dwayne DeVal.
Identify yourself.
I am Dan Krinkle, one of the survivors of the Falkor system.
And I am Jerry Glatadri, also a Falkor system survivor.
Who are you?
I am Captain Regent Swipe of the Sierra Military Police Fleet. This area is being guarded in the name of the Sierra system, and it is a dangerous place to be. We advise you to leave at once.
What? No, not until we speak to Captain Dwayne DeVal.
Captain Dwayne DeVal?
Yes.
He is currently unavailable at this moment.
Unavailable?
The matter is classified. In fact, I don't even know the details. We are here to patrol this area until further notice.
Dan!
Hang on, Jerry. Captain Swipe?
Yes?
We are the survivors of the system your people appear to be building on. We simply want to ask Dwayne DeVal for what we are entitled to.
Which is?
A piece of our homeland back. Somewhere to welcome the survivors of Falkor back to their own system.
I'm afraid Captain DeVal is unavailable at this time. Like I said, we are only here to patrol the area. We are not aware of the NSS 421's location.
Is this a trick?
What?
A trick? Captain DeVal is avoiding us, isn't he?
Captain DeVal is in an unknown location. We couldn't say.
Then could you get someone else to review our request?
No. Only Captain DeVal is authorized to carry out such decisions. You'll have to wait till his return. Now please leave this area. You have spent enough time here.
Leave? We took 5 days to fly all the way here. Do you know what kind of funk we're dealing with here? This shuttle isn't big. It's getting nasty in here.
That isn't my problem. Now please leave, or we'll be forced to open fire.
We would like to wait for DeVal's return.
Please leave the vicinity and wait elsewhere. Swipe out.
Captain Swipe? Captain Swipe?
God damn it, he closed comm. It's a trick, Dan.
We're being ignored. The guy doesn't even want to hear what we have to say, obviously.
What a coward. DeVal hides from us and sends his little workers to tell us he isn't there, and no one else can take the decision. That's it, Dan. We're going back to the survivors. We're going to gather as many as possible.
If we want to fight for our home, we'll need allies too.
There's several non-Falcorians on the shelter planets that would help fight for our cause.
We'll need to convince a lot of them, especially the rich ones.
Let's go. Time is a factor.
I'm going to start screening the databases for any contacts that might come in handy. We're gonna have to make as many friends as possible here.
Those assholes are gonna pay. They take our system and run from us while we try to politely ask for a piece of our home back?
Infuriating. This really means war.
There's only one downside to all this.
What?
We're still cooped up in this growing stench.
Yeah. Man, this thing is too small, and the ventilation is awful. Well, that's what you get when you're too cheap to buy a real shuttle.
Plus, it would have helped had we not forgotten the soap.
Man, I want my home back.
While Dwayne and Buster approached what they believed was the entrance of someone's home on the outer edge of a worn-out town, they began understanding that the people living on the planets of the solar system might be stuck. Who, in their right mind, even as intoxicated as some people can be in the Silvershine Zone, would want to stay on a worn-out system in the middle of pure emptiness? Wouldn't someone have tried to leave by now? Perhaps everyone? It was obvious that if there were people around, they were probably stuck there against their will.
Really? You'd have to pay me to stay here.
Pay me? I'd want the amount the Sierrians gave us. 20 trillion. And some hose. And some beer. And more. And more. And maybe even more.
And look. This town. Who could live in that? Technically, I don't think you can inhabit any of those buildings without compromising your health.
Seriously. And look at this shack. It's a cross between a two-story cardboard box, a crack house, a sanitation sewage central, and a turd.
Think this is the entrance?
Well, aside from not having a doorbell, it looks pretty much like an entrance, man. Ugh, it smells like shit.
Yeah, this thing hasn't been maintained in way too long. Check it out, the windows are stained with some brown gunk.
How the hell do we ring at this place? Should I knock?
Shh, Buster, do you hear something?
Yeah, it's faint, but I hear it.
I wonder if they know—
Who are you? Get out of here, man! I have nothing for you, it's all mine!
Hello?
Could you not point that gun at us?
Dwayne, step back slowly.
Where are you going? Don't try anything smart, you fuckers! I'll shoot you, man! I'll shoot you!
We're stepping away, sir.
You're playing a trick! You're trying to fuck me over, man!
Dwayne, as soon as we reach the fence, we hop it and we run. This guy's a fucking psycho.
Look, sir, point that gun away. Are you high or something?
Yeah, man! A lot of crack! And you're not taking my device, man! It's mine, man!
Okay, Dwayne. 1, 2, 3, hop and run!
God damn it! He's firing at us!
Keep running!
Fucking robbers! You come to my place just like that, man! Without fucking knowing me, you die!
Crap! He's following us! Quick! Let's hide in that alley!
Right! Man! This is crazy! He's chasing us into the town while we should be heading the other way! Back to the ship!
Too dangerous! That's right in the open! He's gonna be able to get us there!
Man! Why did Gregory have to be broken now?
Where the fuck are you, rats? Man, all I want to do is blow a hole in your skull!
Buster!
What?
If the first guy on this system we come across happens to be a crackhead, we're sure this place has to do with the Silvershine Zone.
I'm not gonna disagree.
God damn it, he's coming around the corner.
Aha! There you are, and you got nowhere to go!
Will the crackhead shoot? Or will he give the time for Dwayne and Buster to explain themselves? Where is our crew? Why are there no stars or sign of the known universe around the mysterious lone system? Now that the Silvershine Zone is once again facing an extremely dangerous situation, what will the Sierrians do without the NSS 421's services? Will they try to resume the rebuilding? Or will they simply leave and cancel their plans? Find out in the next and final episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio in Montreal, Canada. In this episode, J-Man was Windy Beard Grassenbergerson, and Halo was Captain Regent Swipe.
Hi there. I'm Buster Waltrick. You might recognize my voice from this series, Drug Ring 2167. And I'm here because, turns out that in the last episode, Narrative said I would have a crack hit in this one. So, well...
Yeah, I enjoyed it.